Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 21, Rustenburg 26.
Still dealing with the two big crashes. Central Joburg M2 westbound, a crash before the Crown interchange. And Bedfordview N3 north, a crash near Van Buren Road. Heavy cubing traffic there. Also on the N12 R24 west towards the N3 south at Galulies.
Die Gouwe Hoofweg is gesluit tussen Wimbledon en Sheffieldstraat as gevolg van gewelddadige betogings in die Lenasia Suid-area. Inwoners bied weerstand teen Johannesburg Water wat onwettige wateraanleggings afsny. Die netmaatskappy het verlede week aangekondig dat hy aggressiewe stappe sal neem om waterverlies te bekamp. Die Johannesburgse metropolisie het rubberkoels gebruik om betogers uitmekaar te kry. Woordvoerder vir die metropolisie, Olani Vigla, sê motoriste moet die area vermy.
As Golden Highway is currently blocked to traffic, motorists are advised to exercise caution and consider using alternative routes such as Wimbledon, Sheffield Street, Drakensberg Road or the N1 Highway.
Die minister van internasionale betrekkinge, Ronald Lamola, het die interregeringsontwikkelingsorganisasie SADC se vergadering oor geweld in Mosambiek verwelkom. Die Suid-Afrikaanse ontwikkelingsgemeenskap sal hierdie naweek 'n buitengewone vergadering hou. Terwyl spanning in Mosambiek gedaal het, word dit verwag dat die betogings die naweek sal stoom opdaal. Anastasie Mogop berig.
The unrest began after election authorities declared victory for the long-ruling Frelimo party. However, suspecting vote rigging in the election, many young supporters of independent candidate Venancio Mandlani took to the streets in protest. At least 40 people have been killed and dozens injured in recent weeks. Lamola echoed calls from Mozambican leaders for law enforcement to expedite investigations and bring those responsible to justice.
South Africa calls for calm and restraint to allow the electoral process to conclude successfully.
Anastasia Mogobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Meer as 13,800 verdagtes is verlede week in landswysionele operasies in hegtenis geneem. Die verdagtes is aangekeer vir misdade insluitend moord, verkrachting, geslagsgeweld, die onwettige besit van vuurwapens en dronkbestuur. Polisiewoordvoerder Amanda van Wyk sê 1,597 onwettige buitelandse burgers is ook agter tralies.
232 verdagtes was ook gearresteer vir verkrachting, waarvan die meerderheid in KwaZulu-Natal gearresteer is met 92 arrestasies. 228 dwelmhandelaars was gearresteer, terwyl 1870 verdagtes gearresteer is vir die besit van dwelms.
En wereldleiers vergader vandag in Azerbaijan vir die COP29 bijeenkomst. Die sekretaris-generaal van die Verenigde Naties, Antonio Guterres, sê geen land is beskerm teen klimaatsverandering nie.
COP29 must tear down the walls of climate finance. Developing countries must not leave Baku empty-handed. A deal is a must and I'm confident it will be reached.
Ek is Miel Pienaar, our top story this hour. The Golden Highway is closed due to protest action.
Yeah, but you can hardly blame the folks in Lens. I mean, the water troubles there. Mind you, this the whole province, really. Oh, boy. I've just found the tweet of the day so far. The social network post of the day. Lainey, dankie. Ek is gebore vrou. Ek identificeer as a vrou. Maar volgens Willie's a triple chocolate pudding is like a familie van vier. Me too.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do.
On Jacaranda FM.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Melted lights cover the open road. I'll be making, cause I've been changing.